Football Friday.
Rodgers wants to throw for it again, and he's got it.
That's a Colorado State touchdown.
He does. Touchdown, Lamar.
Touchdown, Minnesota.
Name any successful team where the quarterback's not playing a big role.
How to win on the road, and how to handle the negativism that makes me sick to my stomach.
Now, here's Brady Hall.
The negativity makes Coach Addazio sick to his stomach. Whew, I think that's the long line of work if you ask me if it's like, because I mean, it's college football, right? I mean, it's going to make it. You're going to get a lot of negative. That's just the way it is. But you know what? The outburst seemed to work. The Rams went to beat Toledo. And here we are. The Rams are sitting at 1-2. They're not going to go 0-4 in non-conference play. It's Football Friday. We are excited about this one. I got my picks coming up at the end of the show. Be thinking about your picks. Broncos, Buffs, Rams, Bears. Those are our primary focus, at least here. And I'll give you my two locks. Whatever the hell that means anymore. I'm desperate. I got to get something going. Feel much better about my Thursday night special, getting that dub last night. So that was big, but we got to do it again. We need a huge weekend, a monster weekend, and I'm here for it. I'm ready to go. Well, let's look around the NFL, shall we? Other than the Jets, the Broncos, the Washington football team taking on the Buffalo Bills. The Bills are a 7-point favorite in that game, but there's no secret. Josh Allen hasn't been. As far as, you know, at the beginning of the season, we thought, okay, he's going to be in the MVP conversation. Is he going to be the favorite? No. You're still looking at guys like Mahomes and Rodgers and probably Tom Brady and, you know, Lamar Jackson. But you do look at this and say, well, he was supposed to kind of be in the mix. He hasn't played like an MVP yet. Hasn't been awful, but he hasn't played like an MVP. So this is a big weekend for the Bills. You don't want to lose to Washington, who does look like they're much improved, though. Especially that... The defensive side of the ball, Washington's pretty damn good on D. So we'll see how the Bills handle that. Bears and the Browns this weekend. Well, the Bears made it official. They have announced that Justin Fields will start. So they are starting the Justin Fields era this weekend against Cleveland. Cleveland's a 7-point favorite. Both teams 1-1 in a division game. Ravens and the Lions. Kind of a scare for Baltimore. You remember when Lamar gets that touchdown to go ahead for the Ravens? He does like a little tumble, little somersault thing. He like jacked up his hip in that. I was thinking about that the other day. You know, if he did a little somersault, little flip in the air with his hand down and then just landed on his side. Oh, that's like three cracked ribs right there. So, yeah, they're athletes, but they can still hurt. You got to be careful with that. He seems like he's going to be fine. How about this for his rushing numbers, though? Through two games for Lamar. 23 carries, 193 yards, and two touchdowns. I mean, it's just, I'm telling you guys, he's the most electrifying player in sports. If you don't think so, you're watching something different. Colts-Titans this weekend. Ryan Tannehill, they come all the way back, this Titans team, thanks to, of course, Derrick Henry. Henry's sitting at 240 yards and three touchdowns. On 2 weeks of play, he is no doubt looking to get up there and have one of those monster years again. You keep wondering that, you know, is he going to slow down? And so far, so good, man. And they knew he was coming, too. They knew he was coming. Derrick Henry got in the 2,000-yard club last year, and you wonder, all right, when is the time going to come when Henry slows down or when teams get it? He's just that good of a player, guys. He's that good. Colts are 0-2. Titans are 5.5-point favorites. I see the Titans winning that game. But again, Derrick Henry, I don't know the answer to this question. There's only been a few running backs that have grabbed 2,000 yards. Eight running backs, I believe. Have any of them done it twice? I don't think anybody's ever done it twice. Yeah, okay, wow, I just found it. No running back has yet achieved the feat of gaining 2,000 yards in a season twice. Is this the year that we see that? 240 yards so far through two games. He's off to a great start. Chargers Chiefs. I believe that game's going to be on KFKA on Sunday morning. Chiefs are favored by 7. Nice little AFC West battle. It's nice for Denver early on. Beat the Jets. See what the Chiefs Chargers do. One of these teams, assuming they don't go to overtime, you're going to see a loss there. And at least for the first 3 weeks, you can stay right in the thick of things in the AFC West. Saints Patriots on Sunday morning. Pats are favored by 3 points. So they're both 1-1. See Matt Jones going up against Jameis Winston. Falcons Giants. Both teams 0-2. Daniel Jones continues to try to fight for that job or fight for where, you know, this is where he's supposed to take that next step. He's rushed for 122 yards. It's like the most deceptive running quarterback I've ever seen, but he can move. Bengals Steelers. Jamar Chase has been a monster. It's been really fun to watch Burrow and Chase. I mean, Chase has 7 receptions, 155 yards, 2 touchdowns. Cardinals, Jaguars. The Cardinals are sitting at 2-0. They're 7.5-point favorites. Kyler Murray having a nice start to the season. Already 7 touchdowns in 2 games. So pretty good for him. Dolphins, Raiders. No Tua for the Dolphins. Is that fool's gold when you're looking at that spread, though? Home, it's in Las Vegas. The Raiders are favored to win this thing by 3.5, just 3.5. Is that, like I said, is that fool's gold? Are you taking that? Buccaneers, Rams. Bucks look to go 3-0, but the Rams look to go 3-0. Rams got some revenge on their mind from when they played Tom Brady in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. This is almost a pick 'em game. Tampa Bay is favored by 1. This could be a preview right here of an NFC championship. Again, the Packers looked really good on Monday night, so they're going to be back in the mix. The Seahawks will be back in the mix, but this right here could be that preview. We'll see how good Dallas is as well. Seahawks, Vikings. Vikings looking to avoid going to 0-3, but you have Russell Wilson playing pretty damn good football. He's 40 of 54, 597 yards, and 6 touchdowns on the season. Packers, 49ers. San Francisco's favored in this one. Niners are 2-0, and the Packers coming off that win Monday, looking to see if they can follow it up. Then Monday Night Football. Eagles and the Cowboys. I still think the Cowboys are going to be pretty damn good. Offensively, I think they're going to figure it out. So that's the week in the NFL. Some really interesting matchups to start the season off. But it's so far, I mean, when you look at where the Broncos are at this point for them, favored by 10.5, and Colfax, everything I'm looking at, the spreads, the Broncos are the biggest favorite this weekend. So it does show you that Denver's starting to get on that radar a little bit. I know the Jets are bad, but you don't see a lot of 10-plus favorites in the league. It just doesn't happen. So they really like the Broncos against the Jets. Again, 10.5 favored at home, and we'll see. I mean, they're kind of depleted with the injuries, though. That's a little bit of a scary factor with Ronald Darby. We knew we lost him last week. Bradley Chubb out 6 to 8 weeks. Josie Jewell's out for the season. Jerry Jeudy, you know, that's a scary situation as well. Yeah, Dixon, you're probably right. A big weekend for George Payton with Fields getting his first start. Got to think he will have an eye on how that game goes. Well, you start the comparison game now. This is that same situation with Bradley Chubb and Josh Allen. And to be fair, you know, all a quarterback has to do is kind of be average and just be a starting quarterback for the next 7-8 years for the team. Patrick Surtain, for him to even kind of get close in this competition, has to kind of do what he did last week, right? Get an interception. He has to be a guy that's getting a lot of picks. And if you're not calling his name a lot, too, I think diehard football fans will respect that and go, all right, yeah, but he's a shutdown corner when you compare him to Justin Fields. But, you know, on the surface, you're going to look at it and say, well, 6 interceptions in his 10 years compared to what Justin Fields. Now, quarterbacks have more control over what they can do in a competition like this. So Fields already has the one up. But let's see how Patrick Surtain does. I think he did really well in getting a chunk of those snaps last week compared to the week before where he only played in like 15 snaps. He got the interception, had some nice tackles, some good plays, some good coverage plays. And I'm really pumped to see what he can do in the second game as he gets more comfortable. But, yeah, it is kind of an interesting weekend. you know, the Justin Fields era set to begin for Chicago. And I said this, I feel like both guys are going to be splendid. I think Justin Fields might have a chance to be the better quarterback of everybody in this draft, in this past draft. That being said, I still think Patrick Surtain has a chance to be a Champ Bailey type guy. And hey, if Denver can find a way at the end of this season to say, hey, we got our cake and we ate it too. Teddy Bridgewater worked out for us. We made it back to the playoffs. And Patrick Surtain looks like he's going to be a franchise cornerback, a franchise shutdown cornerback. And I agreed with what George Payton had to say. When he said, hey, it's harder to find franchise cornerbacks than it is quarterbacks. People were in an uproar about that. But isn't every year we see about four or five guys where they're like, all right, these are going to be the next big names in the quarterback world that are going to change the face. So it does seem like every year there's a group of quarterbacks. I don't think every year there's guys that you say are going to be the next big thing. You remember Greedy Williams, that cornerback I thought was going to be picked in the top three? This guy was supposed to be a stud at the cornerback position. And you know, he's like a dime guy now. He's not a big-time name. It's difficult to do this. It's very difficult to be a shutdown corner, especially in this league. So if you think you've got that guy in Surtain, take it. I loved the pick. You know, Justin Fields was in there, and I said I had Parsons, Surtain, and Fields, all three of them. They were my guys, and one of them was going to be available. They were all three available to Denver. I said, as long as they get one of those guys, I'm going to feel pretty darn good about it. So I still feel great about it, but you're right. It is an interesting weekend for George Payton when you are looking at that deal. Can Carr get it done, is what Eastside Chris wants to know. Yeah, stay tuned, man. Stay tuned, Eastside Chris, because I have some thoughts. I have more thoughts on this game, the Raiders-Dolphins game. And the Raiders are looking good so far. You know, right now, you've got to think this AFC West is a little terrifying. It might be a rebound year for the Broncos, but it's kind of looking like it's a takeover year for the AFC West. They're looking to build on that 2-0 start. They beat Baltimore, beat Pittsburgh. Pretty decent guys, pretty decent teams to beat. And I think the Raiders' follow-up after beating Baltimore in Week 1 was big. Because remember I said, are they going to have that letdown factor? Is that something that you have to worry about? You know, the Dolphins did beat the Raiders 26-25 last December. That was when Ryan Fitzpatrick was in and led a game-winning drive with 19 seconds left. But Derek Carr's looking good. He is looking good to start the season, 18 minutes after the hour. All right, we're moving on. Big weekends for college football teams. UNC Bears hosting Northern Arizona. You guys going? Who's going to that game? Any of the hooligans going? CSU at Iowa and CU at Arizona State. What's it going to look like for our local teams? 18 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. Football Friday continues. Don't forget my picks. My local picks are coming up. My locks of the week. Desperate times are calling for very desperate measures, Colfax. We'll see how we fare. We'll be right back.
Northern Colorado's voice and your home for the Denver Broncos is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. For the latest on the Broncos, the Nuggets, and the Rockies, listen to The Hull Show weekdays at noon on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Ali Farokmanesh, assistant men's basketball coach at Colorado State, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Twenty-three minutes after the hour. Welcome back. Thanks for being with us here on this Football Friday. Rev Chiropractic. Hey, maybe you played high school football and stuff's still bothering you years and years later. It doesn't just get better. Rev Chiropractic, they've helped me get better, man. I did. I broke three ribs my senior year of football. And, you know, it didn't seem like that big of a deal. It hurt like hell for a few weeks and then kind of felt better. And then the older I got, getting to college, you start to see my, like, right shoulder lowering, favoring. Like, I walk around, I look at all my pictures, I'm like, why is my right shoulder hang so much? And then the back pain and my upper right side of my back just started to increase, and you're thinking, man, that's all tangled up together. Started going to Rev Chiropractic finally because I was tired of it hurting. It wasn't getting any better. And they helped me, Dr. Tyler Terry and Dr. Haley Harada. I go once a week now. I started out going full bore. I was going 2 to 3 times a week just to get things right. And they've given me some exercises, different types of therapy that I can do. They're just great people. They're compassionate. They understand. They sit and listen to you. They don't just crack your neck. I've been to those places where it's like, where does it hurt? Doesn't matter. You know, and then you're out. And you maybe feel a little bit of relief for a moment, just like when you pop your knuckles. But does it really help? Rev Chiropractic will help you guys. Trust me. If your back's hurting, you're sitting in your car right now. You're sitting in your truck. You're out working. You got the headset in, whatever. And you're like, yeah, I have aches that just won't go away. Guys, I'm telling you, I know a lot of people that have already gone there and people that have really bad backs. Whether you're my age, younger, older, they can help you. I've seen it. I'm witnessing it on a daily basis there. That's Rev Chiropractic. They're right off of Highway 34 and 35th Avenue in the same area as Home Depot. Tell them we sent you from the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Some big games coming up this weekend. I already told you, UNC, Northern Arizona, that's my game of the week. The Bears looking to bounce back after a loss against Lamar last week. They're jumping into conference play. Yeah, Ellison Hubbard of the Ellison Hubbard Show on Monday. The Rams lineman said, hey, you know, all the non-conference games, they're great and all. They're great tests. They're great wins or experiences. But when it's all about getting into conference play. And that's what it is. For the UNC Bears going against Northern Arizona, this is that second season, as they say, starting up. To me, a lot hinges on Dylan McCaffrey. I love this defense. So far, so good. There's a lot of standout players on the defensive side of the ball for UNC. I'm talking to David Hoag, RJ Potts, some good linebackers, some good linemen just moving around, making plays happen. I think this defense is going to continue to be pretty good. But when you look at Northern Arizona, their team, like I said, they come off of a nice win last week against one of their in-state rivals. You know, it's about the rivalry in Arizona. They beat Arizona. Anytime they can do that, it's absolutely huge for this group. So for them, they're pumped about this game. You know, they want to come to town. They don't win here very often. The last 3 years, for sure, they haven't won. So they're wanting to come in and change that narrative and find a way to get a dub against one of their rivals. Northern Arizona was picked to finish kind of middle of the pack in the Big Sky. Of course, we know UNC was picked to finish at the bottom of the barrel. And they're looking to prove everybody wrong. I tell you what, you go win your first conference game and suddenly you're turning some heads. In that game last week for Northern Arizona, something to pay attention to. I mean, they didn't throw a whole lot. RJ Martinez is the quarterback for Northern Arizona. They threw it 16 times. He had 88 yards passing, but they'll run. They had 148 yards rushing, mainly between two guys. Kevin Daniels with 27 carries and 127 yards. RJ Martinez with 6 carries and 43 yards. So Northern Arizona, they are going to run the football at you. And hey, the Bears stuffed that. Last week against, or that first week against CU, they really, defensively, they've been pretty good all season. So I like the defense. To me, it just goes back to what can they do offensively? Well, Will Plummer, the quarterback for Arizona, was able to gain some yards. He threw for about 200 yards and a touchdown, but he had 2 costly picks. And, you know, like I said, in close games, you have 2 interceptions. That can be the difference. Arizona ran. I think they only got like 100 yards on him. So I have a feeling it's going to come down to the quarterback play for the Bears. So, again, big if Dylan McCaffrey is a no-go for this weekend. But I got a feeling he's playing. Don't forget that game's on 1310 KFKA and 103.1. You can also listen online at 1310kfk.com. That game set for 1 o'clock. We will have the Blue and Gold pregame show presented by PDC Energy at 12 o'clock tomorrow. So Jerry Schimmel and Aaron Rath will get you set up with all of their great stories leading up to this game. So you're not going to want to miss that opportunity to catch the game. Moving on, CSU going to Iowa. That's a game we've already talked about quite a bit at this stage. And, you know, where do they stack up? How are you feeling? I mean, I certainly think people are feeling different about this team than they did a couple of weeks ago. Now that you're saying, all right, well, this is a team that went down and beat a Toledo team that they were supposed to get smoked by. But does that make you change? Does it make you feel any different? Kirk Ferentz, the head coach for Iowa, said, I think that Trey McBride's the best tight end in the country. Well, he has a pretty damn good tight end himself. I mean, Sam Laporta, the junior, he is one of the best. Maybe, I mean, they churn out tight ends left and right in Iowa. So for a coach like Kirk to say, I think Trey McBride is the best tight end, that's huge. So I'm looking at this individual matchup, too. No, I do not expect CSU to go down there and pull off a major upset. That would be one of the biggest upset wins, not just in CSU history, but maybe in history. A team that lost to South Dakota State and Vanderbilt in weeks one and two, go down to Iowa? No, it's so unrealistic, it's crazy. But I'm looking at the one-on-one matchups, Trey McBride, seeing, hey, what you can do against a team like Iowa. You know, if you can put together a huge game against them, your stock is going to rise. And, you know, that poll question that we're asking today, the Power to Play Sports poll question is, do you think Trey McBride's a first-rounder? I think a lot more yeses will fill that the vote there if Trey McBride can have a monster game there. They're 20. ESPN has them as 23.5-point dogs against number 5, Iowa. Finally, on the college side of things, locally, CU taking on Arizona State. They are just looking for something on offense to get them going. Now, I don't know exactly what they're going to do at quarterback, but you know, you have to make a few changes here. And I think when you look at this team and you say, all right, do you make the change at quarterback? It appears Brendan Lewis will remain as the starting quarterback, but they do want to try to get Drew Carter in the mix to play a little bit. So they're probably going to go with two different quarterbacks off and on, which I hate. I think you commit to one guy and you just go with him until he proves otherwise, and then you go with the backup. Carl Durrell said he's getting more involved in the offensive side. This is another team, man. Defensively, it's unfair for you, you know, 30 points, though, they gave up. Yeah, but it was 13-0 for 78 to 80% of that game. I always say this. Great defenses are going to crack when they're out there all day long, and the offense just get time and time again, both mentally and physically. So I'm not worried about this defense. They're 16-point dogs going to Arizona State. Yeah, they're good. They, you know, Rashad White's a stud for this team. You know, he's constantly churning those legs. Great running back for them. Jaden Daniels is a solid quarterback in this conference, too. I know big things are expected of him. So can the Buffs go to Arizona State and pull off a big win after losing 30-0? I mean, man, it's crazy how things change. You know, the week before, they were beating Texas A&M, and it came down to basically a last possession. They lose, but you're still thinking, wow, this team could do it. Then they lose by 30-0 to Minnesota. And Minnesota's a good team, but not as good as they showed, I don't think, against the Buffs, 30-0. But Brendan Lewis, a lot of pressure on him, a lot of pressure on Drew Carter, a lot of pressure on Carl Durrell early on, because those are the kind of games, even though it's early in his career, he was the Pac-12 coach last year, coach of the year last year, all those things, when you lose by 30 and your offense can literally do nothing. I mean, they had 63 yards last week. That was the 8th fewest in school history for CU. When you do those kind of things, you start having the big questions. So if you follow that up against ASU with another, you know, maybe you lose 28-3, then big questions start to surface about, whoa, this offense is so bad. Our bigger conversations need to be had here. So we'll talk about that. We'll get you my picks at the end of the show today, so stay tuned. You don't want to miss that. When we come back, let's look at what the Broncos have to do to beat the New York Jets, start their season 3-0. They haven't done that in a while, so we'll talk about that next. First, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Prep Sports and the UNC Bears are on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
38 minutes after the hour, it's The Hull Show powered by PDC Energy. Hey, stop by Tilted Barrel this week. You want to watch all the games, college football, NFL? Man, if you're in the Loveland area, there's no place better. Stop by and tell them we sent you from The Hull Show powered by PDC Energy. From the 970, thought the orange would have been for the number one ranked six-man football team in the Cheyenne Wells Tigers. All right. It's my my hometown. Threw the football around a little bit for Cheyenne Wells. I didn't throw it. Quarterback. Doing that. But, yeah, we were okay back in the day, man. It's cool to see the Tigers rocking and rolling and getting after it again. So we played six-man when I was there. We were 11 man when I was in junior high. So, you know, it's just gradually getting smaller and smaller. But six man, like eight man compared to 11 man, not a lot of huge differences. Six man compared to eight man, rules are just blowing my mind. It's absolutely nuts. But yeah, congratulations to the Tigers. Shout out to them. The orange or black can certainly be for the Shinewells Tigers, no doubt. My dad's living in Shinewells still, and he loves going to the games, man. He loves getting out, and that's why I love high school football. I mean, it doesn't matter whether your kids have graduated and moved on or not. My grandparents loved watching us play, but when we graduated, they didn't care. They'd still go to all the games and travel a lot, you know, within reason. They travel. My dad loves it. You call him, first thing he wants to bring up is the local football team and the basketball team. It's fantastic. So preps is such a powerful thing, man. We love here at KFKA being the voice of preps throughout Northern Colorado, because sometimes those parents can't go, or sometimes they can go, but they want to listen to it. You know, I'll tell you what, man. My dad used to try to track down anytime I would do something cool in sports. If we were on the radio that night and they'd say my name, just the fact that they would say, "Won't Brady Hole with a touchdown" or whatever, my dad would try to track down the radio station and say, "Hey, do you guys do like recordings of that? Back then, 2005, people are like, "I don't. What are you talking about? We can't. That was live." Beautiful part now, man. You can go find our podcasts. We can get you any kind of anything that's said here at KFKA. If you want it at some point for on demand, we got it for you. So that's pretty cool. I love it. Yeah. High school football, man. Greeley West, Greeley Central tonight. Big one. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. 888-530-0043. Broncos, Jets. Whew, 3-0? The Broncos start 3-0. I think a lot of us feel that the Broncos should start 3-0. I did just read this, though, with a team that's injured, that's hurting so badly. Malik Reed, who's filling in for Bradley Chubb, who we've seen also fill in for Von Miller at times. You know, when Miller was hurt last year, Malik Reed was not practicing today because of a personal issue. So I don't know. Mike Kliss posted that on Twitter moments ago. I don't know how severe the personal issue is or what that looks like. But, you know, a lot was going to be put on his shoulders come this weekend, because you're waiting to see what's going to happen with Bradley Chubb. He's out for 6 to 8 weeks. Is that being generous? So, I mean, a lot's expected of him. I'm excited to see this guy in action and get more and more playing time. I mean, that's Justin Sternatt. Now you got Josie Jewell, who's out for the season. So you see, okay, you've moved Alexander Johnson and Justin Sternatt in. Who's going to stay in when they're in their dime? I'll be curious to see that. But this is a good opportunity. They for the first time in a while, you feel fairly deep at that inside linebacker spot. Not deep, like you're not looking at a bunch of A's or B's there. I think Alexander Johnson and Josie Jewell were maybe the two C's on this team, although Josie Jewell was looking fantastic last week. It's a bummer because he was really putting it together. But the injuries are going to be the big concern for Denver. That's the biggest burning question when you're looking at Broncos and Jets this weekend. Is can they recover already from some fairly big injuries? I do believe that Graham Glasgow on the offensive side is going to go. You know, he had the irregular heartbeat or whatever 2 weeks ago. He should be a go this week, so that's going to be good on that offensive line front. Couple of things, though. Yes, overcoming injuries, that's going to be big. Two things that I'm looking for outside of injuries, and that's the rushing attack and getting to the quarterback. So on the rushing attack for the Broncos, so far I've loved what I'm seeing from Javonte Williams as a rookie. Nice rookie numbers, not blowing the doors off the place, but you know what? When he gets the ball, his legs are turning, he's looking good. Melvin Gordon, save for that 170-yard run, and maybe the rushing attack save for that 170-yard run, they haven't been fantastic. So I want to see that get better. Maybe you don't have to rely on it against the Jets. But I think as you start to get into these tougher opponents, you are really going to need to make defenses believe that you can run the ball. And so far, I haven't been overly impressed. Like I said, Javonte Williams is a rookie. So I'm going to give him a little bit of that, you know what? It's going to take some time for him to get rolling. I think this guy's going to be a special player, though. He can block so well. They rave about his blocking ability. So I think he's going to be very good. Melvin Gordon, pressure's on him. It's contract year. if he wants to be with the Broncos, which the odds of that happening, I'm not feeling fantastic about either, because you got Cortland Sutton, you got Teddy Bridgewater, you got Von Miller, you got a lot of contracts to sort through in the next year. Melvin Gordon might be outside looking in, but he still needs to put on great performances in the next few weeks, or in the next, the next few months, I should say, because he's looking for another contract, one more contract before he calls it quits. So I'm definitely looking at that. How about the on the pressure side of the ball for this team? You know, Von Miller has the 3 sacks. So alone, you're pretty happy with that. You're happy with what you're seeing. But this team has to find a way to get to the quarterback. And, you know, just putting pressure, getting after it, finding ways to just force quarterbacks to get out of their comfort zone. And that would be important against Zach Wilson. You know, he's definitely someone that, you know, young quarterback, his numbers are bad right now. Time will tell what kind of player he's going to be. But Denver has to find a way to improve that, because they have 3 sacks as a team right now, and they all belong to Von Miller. So if you want that number to continue for Von, you're going to need some help. You're going to need some more creative blitzes where you can get to the quarterback. And, you know, you have offensive lines, linemen on their heels, and they're forced to bring another guy back. So right now, the pass rush, 2 weeks in, not overly worried about it yet. But Chubb, of course, his injuries, that's been well documented. But you do want a guy like Malik Reed, who missed practice today, to be able to step up. You know, where are you blitzing? You're not going to be blitzing probably a lot in the middle, from the middle, with now Justin Sernett and Alexander Johnson. They're going to be playing in that pass coverage. You're looking for coverage sacks right now. Right. I mean, that's why you have so many damn corners, because you want to be able to make, you know, that initial coverage within their route. And then when they break that off, the idea is when those receivers, tight ends, running backs break off that route initially, you're able to get to the quarterback. So other than Vaughn, there's got to be somebody there that can help get to this team. The Broncos are 10.5 point favorites in this game. What do you think, Colfax? Let's get to the next segment. We'll give my picks. It's a huge weekend for me. I'm sitting at 5-5. We don't want to go under 500 locally. That's where we got to stay away from. So the picks are coming up. I'll give you my one national NFL lock and my one national college football lock. At this point, they're desperation attempts. We need to get on the board here. So we're looking for a pretty interesting pick 'em here coming up in the next segment on Football Friday on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Northern Colorado's voice and the leader in prep sports is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is your UNC Bears Headmen's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
All right, Colfax. We're wrapping up another Football Friday here, and it's an important week, and they're all important. But as you continue to progress, and some teams are in conference play now, things get a little bit more important. Let's get to it. The picks, my friend. I got to get it right here. Last week we struggled. Denver Jags, that was the only one I got right. I missed CU. I missed CSU. I missed UNC. So, got to get it back here. I'm 5-5 when it comes to my big 4. Broncos, Colorado Buffaloes, Colorado State Rams, and the University of Northern Colorado Bears. All right, let's take a look. We've got UNC first. Let's go there. They're playing host to Northern Arizona. And I did not find a spread on that game. I'm looking on the 4-letter network. I looked on DraftKings. Let's see if you can dig that up, Colfax, because I'd be happy to do that on the fly for you. But until Colfax can find it, or if there is no spread, I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say Dylan McCaffrey does play Saturday. And that's to no prior knowledge. I have no idea. UNC beats Northern Arizona. They go 2-2 on the season. They go 1-0 in Big Sky Conference play. And if there is a spread, we'll talk about it. You guys can text, too, if you found something. CSU at Iowa. Now, I looked on ESPN, and the spread is CSU plus 23.5. DraftKings has CSU plus 22.5. I'm going to go with the four-letter networks. Not everybody has DraftKings. Everybody can get to ESPN. So I'm going to take the 23.5. CSU covers. I like them to cover against Iowa. That's because I don't think Iowa blows people out the door. They're going to run the ball. They're going to ground and pound. They're going to run some clock. And I think the Rams are going to try to do that too. It's going to be a short game. I think the Rams lose this game, but I think they cover. They hang in. And by hang in, I mean it can still be a three-touchdown game. Colorado Buffaloes going to Arizona State with Herm Edwards. I love this defense for CU. Good enough to keep them involved in this game. I just looked, and you got plus 14.5 is what I just saw, but I'm going to say the Buffs lose this game, but they do cover. I think they cover. It's a fairly close football game. Buffs cover the plus 14. All right, finally, the Denver Broncos playing host to the Jets. Spread is minus 10.5 for the Broncos. Give me Denver to win and cover that as well. I think they win by multiple touchdowns. Two locks for you. Let's go college. UCLA, Stanford. UCLA is favored by 4.5. I like them to win and cover. How about Raiders, Dolphins for you, Eastside Chris? I'm taking the bait. I think the Raiders win and cover the minus 3.5. So there you go, Northern Colorado. The picks are in. I'm desperate for the locks. I'm 5-5 right now, sitting at 500. I'm feeling okay, but I definitely need something to go my way this week. I like UNC to win. I like CU to lose but cover against AZ State. I like CSU to lose and cover against Iowa. And I like the Broncos to flat out dominate the Jets and start this thing off the right way and go 3-0. Where was I wrong? Who's coming with me, Northern Colorado? I posted it up on my Twitter account as well as Facebook. Follow us on social media. Just search Whole Show. It's not that difficult. It's going to do it for us. Have a wonderful football weekend. Good night, Northern Colorado.